Ben paused and turned around to see both the holographic Silgal and his father staring at him. He flushed a little, wondering if he'd been babbling, but he saw approval in his father's blue eyes.
Agreed. Your decision to explore the connection with Jason appears, tragically, to continue to be validated. We still have no indication that Jason had any sort of contact with these three Jedi Knights.
But there's gotta be a link, Ben blurted, then amended. Well, logic dictates that there should be anyway.
The Baron Doe sages weren't able to shed any light on this, Luke said. I wonder if we're not hurting the wrong nerve, chasing the wrong lead. He leaned back in his chair, his eyes narrowed, thinking. A link with Jason. Luke's eyes widened. No, not Jason. At least, not with the physical one.
But there's been no trace of him in the Force, Ben reminded his father.
As always, the thought saddened him. For all the rage he'd once borne toward his late cousin, Ben had learned to forgive him. Although, like Luke, he still needed to understand what had happened to him. For a few seconds at the end, Jaina had assured them all he'd been Jason again, not Darth Kydus. And Ben had loved Jason. Ben felt an uncomfortable, slightly awkward sorrow, as if something left forever unresolved at the thought of never sensing his presence again. Luke shook his head.
That's not what I meant, he said,
and his voice held a trace of the same sorrow that Ben was feeling.
I was wondering if Kydus somehow was able to see that his reign as a Sith would eventually come to an end. And if he saw that, maybe this entire situation is something he set up by flow-walking into the past.
Ben stared at his father, wide-eyed.
You can do that?
Luke's face showed disapproval.
You can influence the future to a certain degree, yes. Kydus didn't have the chance to find and train an apprentice to carry on his work after he was killed.
He couldn't break you, and he wasn't able to fully corrupt Tahiri. Maybe he took this route to leave a legacy of some sort. Ben had followed Jason more than a slight way down a very dark path, but he had not gone to the dark side. He knew that Kydus had thought him too weak. In the end, though, he'd learned to realize that what Kydus had dismissed as weakness was that which the Jedi realized was their greatest, truest strength.
I imagine it would be possible,
Silgal was saying, distaste evident in her voice.
It certainly bears investigation, unsettling an idea as it is.
He did study with the Ang-Ti, Ben offered.
At one point, he'd known just about every place Jason had been during his 5-year galaxy-hopping adventure. He desperately wanted to emulate it, and now it was beginning to look as though he was going to, under far different and much sadder circumstances.
Maybe we should go talk to them.
Silgal gave a raspy, gurgling laugh.
That will be much easier said than done. The Ang-Ti are notoriously unwelcoming of strangers, and there's very little information about them even in the temple files.
I think Ben is right, Luke said. It's more than just investigating a Force trick that Jason used. The flow-walking could be the key to understanding the entire situation. If Kydus flow-walked and laid this mental instability as some sort of bomb rigged to go off if he failed, then understanding how he did it may help us understand how to undo it. I know we don't have a lot of information on the Ang-Ti, but please send me whatever you find.
They live in the Kaithal Rift. That much I know,
Silgal offered. She sighed and closed her large eyes for a moment.
I'll send you everything I learn, Grandmaster.
Luke whistled softly. The Kaithal Rift. I'll need everything you can learn then. This just keeps getting better and better.
What's so bad about the Kaithal Rift?
Ben asked.
I'll tell you later, Luke said. Thank you, Silgal. Now, didn't you say there was some good news? I think I could use it along about now.
Silgal smiled faintly.
Ben mentioned Seth Helen earlier. I am pleased to report that he has been captured by the Jedi. We are currently holding him deep within the temple for analysis.
Well, that is good news. Does the GA or Dala have any idea about this?
None whatsoever. Jaina, Tahiri, Mirax, Winter, and Jag took him down.
Tahiri?
Ben was pleased. He knew Tahiri Vela hadn't been willing to fully rejoin the Jedi, but he was glad to know that she was cooperating with them.
Indeed. It would seem that she is not opposed to aiding us. Perhaps she will decide to rejoin at some point.
Ben hoped so. It had been his choice to spare Tahiri, believing she could come to her senses, be redeemed. Silgall hesitated.
I said that the GA and Dala do not know about Seth's capture, nor do any of the Masters save myself. No one has any desire to place Master Hamner in a compromising position.
Luke frowned, then nodded. If this comes out, he can in all honesty deny any knowledge of it, and the Order is not affected. I still don't like it.